Grand Valley's College of Community and Public Service. We'll call this our CCPS Community Connections. Honored to speak with my guests in the house. Quincy Williams, Internship Coordinator, School of Public, Nonprofit, and Health Administration. Good morning to you, Quincy.
Good morning.
Ann London, Senior Advisor, CCPS Undergraduate Advising Center. There you go. Hi, Ann.
Hi, good morning, Shelley.
To you both. We want to talk about, first of all, how busy you are under the auspices of the College of Community and Public Service. Can I ask a standard question? I'll let you start with this. Quincy, the role of the college?
I serve as the undergraduate coordinator for the School of Public, Nonprofit, and Health Administration.
And Ann, the CCPS, this is a great opportunity to get the word out that there is a whole branch of Grand Valley dedicated to this profession.
Yes, I come from the CCPS Advising Center, so we serve all of the undergraduate students in the College of Community and Public Service, the hospitality and tourism, public and nonprofit, criminal justice, social work, and legal studies students.
I wonder you're busy. Hey, Quincy, let's talk about SLAM and how SLAM began at Grand Valley. What is SLAM?
SLAM is Students Leaving a Mark, and it was founded about 4 years ago, and I was teaching a leadership class, and I'm a practitioner, as I like to tell the students, I'm more of a practitioner, so let's get that hands-on experience, practical experience. And so beginning in 2007, I would take students to different parts across the United States, whether it's been a natural disaster. And so after that, you know, we just made it a yearly thing and wanted to make it a student organization, and that's how we were formed.
Great. So how many current members?
We have approximately between 30 and 35 students each year that participate in our program.
And what majors do make up a majority of your members?
Students from public, nonprofit, and health administrations, social work, lib studies, and communications are our biggest areas.
And again, first Grand Valley president of the organization?
That was Jessica Knapp, Jay Knapp. She is now currently the volunteer coordinator for the Frederick Meyer Garden.
Working in the field.
Absolutely.
In a roundabout way. Quincy, thank you for that. And let's have you bring up service learning, community engagement, and how this is defined in SLAM.
Sure. Service learning is actually a component of community engagement. So when we think about community engagement, we think about having a collective vision between individuals and organizations with the purpose of creating permanent connections with the community. So it really aligns with the first, if you look at the first line of the mission of the College of Community and Public Service, to build vibrant communities through scholarship, research, and collaboration, you can really see the connection between the two. Service learning is, like I said before, a component of community engagement. So that's actually a teaching learning strategy that integrates community engagement with in-class instruction. And there's also a component of reflection on the part of students to grow deeper in their learning and their understanding of that content.
I want to just something to tag on to that. Sure. And also, Quincy, a question. You're the internship coordinator. What are the requirements? The kids have to take a semester of intern or a year?
For our undergraduates, it's 150 hours or one semester, or they can do a second internship as well, which is for 300 hours combined. And for our graduate students, it's a minimum of 300 hours for their internship.
And Ann, do you work with the students on this choice? Is that where you come in to play as well?
I do work a little bit with them on where that fits best into their schedule, some of the volunteering opportunities that they would probably want to pursue prior to interning or completing that internship. But Quincy does most of the oversights, the site visits, and then the approvals of the internships.
Organizations you've worked with on your service learning engagements. Let's expand here, Quincy.
Oh, it's a litany of them. Locally, we've worked with Kids Food Baskets, HQ, Holland 360.
What's HQ?
Homeless. It's a homeless center headquarters located downtown. Out of state, we've worked with Operation Nehemiah in New Orleans, Louisiana, Back Bay Mission, which is in Biloxi, Mississippi, Hands On Mississippi, Volunteers of America Southeast. Oklahoma Disaster Relief Project, Community Collaboration International, the Sioux YMCA, and the Flint water crisis recently.
And obviously, as we're not quite ready to talk back to school yet, but as you head back to this school year, are plans in place already?
Yes. We will be going for spring break. We're heading back to Alabama, to Bayou La Batre. The students really love the experience of learning from a different culture. Mm-hmm. It was very interesting when we first started SLAM, the running joke who's been past the Indiana border, because a lot of our students were homegrown and had never experienced a different culture and from a diversity standpoint to be able to see life in a different area of the United States. So a lot of our students are really looking forward to always engaging in a new culture and visiting places that they had not visited.
And how does this impact students?
As Quincy mentioned, there is a large cultural component to this, cultural competency. Also, it supports a lot of interprofessional development or interpersonal development, like communication strategies, teamwork, leadership, conflict resolution. A lot of times we talk about how conflict isn't always a bad thing. It's a necessary thing for change. So we talk through that a lot of the times during our service learning trips. A lot of connections with the community and potential professional positions or jobs that may be out there that they're not aware of. Just connectedness to the university, faculty, staff, other students. There's a lot of research out there that points to an increase in retention for those students who are more connected with the university, with faculty and staff. So this certainly aids in that. And just, you know, a bigger connection between the students and CCPS, the college itself.
Talking about the college. College of Community and Public Service, thanks to Grand Valley State University, our CCPS Community Connections regular segment. Thanks to you, Quincy Williams, internship coordinator with the School of Public Nonprofit and Health Administration, and London, senior advisor on the Undergraduate Advising Center with CCPS. Let me have you expand first and how it impacts staff, and then Quincy, I'll have you follow up.
Sure, Shelley, in a myriad of ways. In my current position as a senior academic advisor, I meet with students primarily in my office. So in an office setting, four walls, not a lot of interaction outside of that setting. This allows me to learn about the students in a different setting, to talk to them about different things, about their life, where they're headed, in a different environment, which I think opens up the conversation in a whole new light. It really helps them feel comfortable. It helps them know us in a different way as well. Mm-hmm. It's changed the way that I do my job. I've been in my job been doing this for almost 10 years and with the university for 17. So it's really opened up my eyes to different opportunities for students and also for staff.
Mm-hmm. Great. Quincy, that connection, if you would.
Absolutely. It allows us to be more hands-on, more applicable, to put action to practice. And for our students, it's a great opportunity to be able to further engage in a meaningful way that is very impactful for them. For many of our students who have never seen the ocean before, or going down to the Gulf, it is very interesting for them to see stuff that's completely different. And when we focus on Hurricane Katrina relief, we can read about it, we can see it all we want on videos, but to actually go down and see the visual impact that it has had on a community such as that, and to be able to help be a little bit of a change agent and just to help one family or one community at a time, it's a great experience for our students.
And the connection to the staff on that one, Quiz?
Yeah, many of our faculty and staff members are involved in civic engagement and community outreach. And so to be able, once again, to apply that experience to work hands-on as well as from an academic standpoint, provide them a different outlet to be able to put practice to work and how it coordinates and there's correlation between what they're learning in the classroom and what they're doing in the community. So it's a double whammy, as I like to say, impact. So it's a win-win situation.
So plans for the future trips, you mentioned spring is taken care of for next year.
Yes. Bayou La Batre, down in Alabama, Forrest Gump country, as we like to call it. We went there a couple years ago. It was a eye-opening experience for many of our students. Hurricane Katrina impact, of course, New Orleans quite often gets the recognition, but I tell students quite often New Orleans was flooded. Anything to the east was pretty much destroyed. So just seeing the impact on that community and the struggles that they're still going through and trying to be able to help them out.
Great. And what are your final comments?
We look forward to every year just creating new connections with these students, with the communities. And we'll stay in contact with the places that we've stayed, and we really look forward to our next opportunity with the next group of students that are coming up. And I know the students look forward to this every single year, and it's one of the highlights of their spring break. We always say these students could spend any, they could really go anywhere for spring break, but they choose to do this, to spend it with us and to spend it with the communities. We're forever grateful for the time that they put in, for the support of our of the college, of the faculty and staff, who take the time to either donate time, or just basically support us in our efforts here.
Quincy, take it home with how to find out more information, if you could.
Absolutely. You can look on Facebook under Students Leaving a Mark. We have, and it also links up to our website, and you're able to follow us as we travel throughout the United States during spring break and with our local projects that we do here in our community in West Michigan.
Thank you very much, Quincy Williams and Ann London, on behalf of our CCPS Community Connections and the lives you're touching. Enjoy your day.